You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Trending report with your boys in the morning. This doesn't really have a lot of impact on people in Colorado unless you count Chatfield, I guess, and Cherry Creek State Park, but it's National Beach Day.
Yes, I saw that. I was going to talk about that a little bit because there was a funny stat with that. Where is it?
Hold on. Give me the funny stat.
It's way down in the bottom here. One out of six beachgoers find sand in their clothes at least a week after their trip. They surveyed like 2,000 people and they're like, oh yeah, a week later I'm still finding sand in my socks.
Stuff. We don't generally have that problem here, but unless you go to the National Sand Dunes Monument, you know, a little south, I've been to the sand dunes here in Colorado. Sure. And it was the same thing. There was sand showing up, not just in clothes, but like you'd find, even after you wash your hair and everything, there's still sand.
Still
it manages
gritty.
To hold on.
Yeah, it just gets everywhere, doesn't it?
Anyway, a lot of people are beach people. A lot of people are mountain people. I'm not a beach person. I know you're not either.
Not really. So, no, give me the hills.
Son of a beach.
Right.
Anyway, go out to Chatfield, I guess, if you want to do
that.
They
have a little beach there, yeah.
It wasn't just maybe 2 weeks ago that we were talking about the most overrated tourist attractions, because we were still talking about summer vacations, and I happened to throw out that I thought the Pike Place Market up in Washington is so overrated, and that really set some people off who are from the Great Northwest, and they're like, "Dumb, you shut up, it's wonderful." Well, sweet vindication for me. USA Today just analyzed more than 23 million Google reviews to find the 500 most popular tourist attractions in the world. And then they wanted to find the ones that are least worth the trip. In other words, the most overrated, like
sure.
You and I were talking
sure,
about.
Sure, sure.
Number one, the top five of the most overrated in the world are all in the USA. We're so cheesy in the US.
Four Corners has cheesy. To be on there, right?
It was number one.
Well, there we go.
Yeah. And
it's
then
so stupid.
The International UFO Museum in New Mexico made the top five.
Okay.
However, I'd like to point out that in the top 10 of tourist traps and the worst, most overrated tourist spots in the top 10, Pike Place Market in Washington State. Thank you very much. You guys from the Northwest can...
You know what?
Okay. How many times a week do you get a call on your phone that says unknown caller?
Yeah, quite a bit. Almost every day sometimes.
They surveyed a bunch of people and they found that the average person is getting 1 to 5 of those per week. However, there are 8% of people who get more than 20 per week. And I think I'm probably between 10 and 20 a week.
I've got one that keeps calling me, and you know as soon as you decline it, it immediately calls back. So it's back-to-back every single time. Mm-hmm. And it makes you think, I'm like, is this important? Should I be answering it? But no, they never leave a voicemail or anything. So
no. In a new poll, 54% of people say they never, ever answer calls from unknown numbers. However, there's 20% of people who always answer those calls. And I would like to say to those 20%, it's because of you it ruins it for all of us.
Who are these monsters that
because
do this?
Because the telemarketers know that 1 in 5 people will pick up. So
those
you're
are
ruining
people that
it
are
for us.
Desperate for attention, right? Those people have no friends.
Maybe they're just lonely. They just
they
want
are.
To talk
they're
to
like,
someone.
Hello.
I'll talk to anybody.
How are you?
I love this. Google, since we mentioned them a moment ago, they're testing a new feature. You'll like this. Right now, it'd just be for Android users, because, you know, it's Google. But you'd be able to search for songs on YouTube simply by humming or singing the song. Why not?
Yeah. Why not?
You know, it's, what's that app that we all use?
Shazam.
Shazam. We all have Shazam on our phones. It's just like a human version of Shazam.
Sure is.
So
I love it.
You hum it or sing it, and then the next thing you know, now here's Jeremy. He's going to be humming a bunch of John Denver songs into
his
phone.
No, I already know all those.
Anyway, this, hey, if it's going to start on Android, I'm sure the rest of us will have it soon. And then you're going to have even more obnoxious people out and about in public holding their phone up, kind of humming songs.
Right. Trying to have dinner here.
We're now 8 days away from the start of the NFL season. I thought I would throw in this funny little sports story. They talked to the Well, actually, not to him, to his wife, but the wife of the quarterback of the LA Rams, a team that is owned by our company, by
the way. Yeah, whoop, whoop.
And she did this whole podcast thing about how her husband, who's now 35 years old, so he's one of the older quarterbacks in the league, cannot connect with his younger teammates because they will not look up from their phones.
Oh, that's horrible.
He was, I guess, talking about how in the back in the day, you know, 10, 12 years ago, when you got done with practice or whatever, you could sit and chat with all of your teammates. And that's how teams bonded. They bonded by actually looking at each other and talking. He says, now I can't get anyone's attention. They're all spending 100% of their time with their heads down in their phones.
My God.
He goes, it's keeping our team from bonding.
Oh, it's sad. It's sad, you know.
He said, I don't want to be their dad and take their phones away.
No, but the coach should be like, put your phones down, bond.
You know, they asked the coach about it, and he came back and said, oh, it's not a big deal.
Well, apparently it is. You got to talk plays and points and stats and stuff.
Speaking of which, the Rockies lost again last night. However, good news, nobody this time jumped out of the stands and assaulted any players.
Oh, thank God. It's because they were on their phones.
That's right.
Your boys in the morning, Dom and Jeremy.
Let's talk cheese. A really expensive Spanish Cabriolas blue cheese. I think I'm pronouncing that correctly.
I'd have to say it.
Broken the record for the most expensive cheese ever. It was auctioned off for over $32,000 at a local cheese festival in Spain, I believe it was.
Dang.
4.8-pound wheel of semi-hard pungent dairy product. So it's not a very big wheel of cheese, but $32,000. This is probably something that you're not going to want to slice up and put on a Ritz cracker. You're going to want to enjoy this in some sort of special fancy environment. There's a whole list of reasons of why this cheese is so special and so expensive. I did post it on our Facebook if you want to check it out. The big takeaway is that they have special cheese maturing caves and caverns in this little town in Spain, and that's where they tuck it away for a few years, and that's where it quietly matures.
How about those caves? Where are they, in Oklahoma, where they had thousands of tons of cheese stored for years and years and years?
I didn't hear about this.
I'm going to have to look up that information.
The Oklahoma cheese caves?
I want to say it's...
That's probably cheese that you could put on a Ritz cracker.
I wouldn't be eating this $32,000 one, though, because it's blue cheese.
I know, and it's a very divisive cheese, isn't it? I mean, I love the blue cheese. Give me some blue cheese crumbles on a salad, and I'll goat cheese, if somebody tries to serve me up goat cheese, I will punch him right in the face. That is a disgusting cheese. I'll tell you that right now. Let's talk about Ozempic. I don't even remember what the original use for Ozempic is. The big story is,
diabetes.
Okay, well, the big story is that it helps with weight loss. Well, now they're attributing it to help with addictions. So Ozempic now has been rumored to help Americans curb their alcohol and nicotine use, which has been observed in a few trials I was reading about. And it can help you with overspending and gambling. So I'm going to pop one of these Ozempic pills before I get on my Amazon app, it sounds like.
Ozempic can treat gambling addiction?
Yes. So what it does is it helps control the brain's reward pathways and the rushes of dopamine, which you're going to get when you're smoking, drinking, shopping, and gambling. So it kills the circuitry there, and it just kind of, you're kind of like, I have no interest in doing any of this. I have a good friend who's actually taking Ozempic right now for weight loss, and he's like, it is a game changer. He's like, but you have to be very careful, because he said it completely cuts off the hunger sensation. He's like, I have noticed a couple times where I've gone the entire day and I haven't eaten, and he's like, I start feeling funny, and he's like, oh my God, I'm an idiot. I haven't eaten today, and I just don't feel it. I don't feel like
My doctor is taking it.
You got to be careful, but it's working. Yeah. It's working for a lot of people, man. Speaking of medical stuff, doctors found a parasitic worm that's usually found in snakes in the brain of a 64-year-old British woman. I've got worms in my brain! First known instance of the roundworm living in somebody's brain. They say that she probably ate the eggs of the worm by accident when she consumed edible grasses. What is she eating?
She's grazing?
She needs some Ozempic so she stops eating grasses. Anyway, one of the worms hatched inside of her and made its way to her brain. They got it out of there, and her symptoms of forgetfulness and depression improved. They say they're still going to have to monitor her, though, because the eggs can survive in the body for several years. Isn't that disgusting?
That's horrible.
That's so gross and scary. My God, I've got worms on the brain. Some news coming out about Bob Barker and his final days. I guess that he spent most of his time watching reruns of 2.5 Men, and he was checking out The Price is Right, saying that Drew Carey was doing a good job. And they're talking about his wealth. I don't have a number on how much he was worth, but it sounds like he's divvying it all up to animal welfare organizations, which he was.
Is it possible that sitting around watching 2.5 Men is what killed him?
Oh, that is a horrible thing to say. A man has died, Dom.
I wanted to save his life. Stop
watching
that show.
It was a very popular sitcom for many, many people.
I'm sorry.
Tay-Tay's in trending this morning. She now has the honor of being the first female artist in Spotify history to reach the milestone of 100 million monthly listeners.
Crazy.
Dang.
Man.
I would imagine that's probably worldwide.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was thinking about it. Like, the U.S., we have 330 million, so 100 million of us would be listening to the Tay-Tay.
So one out of three people.
But
are
230 million of us would hate her.
Basis.
Yeah, 230 million hate her though in America. Don't want to tell you anything else. Well, speaking of auction, I'll give you one more auction thing. This is kind of crazy that Elvis Presley is still bringing in this kind of cash. I guess he had quite an extensive gun collection, and somebody bid on a Smith and Wesson double action revolver that was Elvis's, went up for auction, $200,000. For this gun. It's a pretty sweet looking gun, actually, but I guess that's something that's kind of a go-to brag. If you got that sitting down in your basement, you're like, hey, you want to see Elvis's gun? Hell yeah, I'd take a look at that.
Clickbait.
You can find our clickbait on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I posted another Guinness World Record this morning for you if you're really, really bored. It's this guy that made the world record for the most hugs in 1 minute. I believe it was 153 hugs in 1 minute. So if you want to.
With different people?
I didn't watch the video, I'll be honest with you.
Okay, well, I appreciate
your
honesty.
I feel like somebody's going to want to watch that and dive a little deeper into that. So that's on our Facebook page.
Clickbait.